540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thank You Thursday. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. Call in numbers 202-808-9925. What are we thankful for? Here's my wife's favorite poem. It is The Lanyard by Billy Collins. The other day, I was ricocheting slowly off the blue walls of this room, moving as if underwater from typewriter to piano, from bookshelf to an envelope lying on the floor, when I found myself in the L section of the dictionary, where my eyes fell upon the word lanyard. No cookie nibbled by a French novelist could send one into the past more suddenly, a past where I sat on a workbench at a camp, by a deep Adirondack lake, learning how to braid long, thin plastic strips into a lanyard, a gift from my mother. I had never seen anyone use a lanyard or wear one, if that's what you do with them. But that did not keep me from crossing strand over strand again and again until I had made a boxy red and white lanyard for my mother. She gave me life and milk from her breasts, and I gave her a lanyard. She nursed me in many a sick room, lifted spoons of medicine to my lips, laid cold face cloths on my forehead, and then led me out into the airy light and taught me how to walk and swim, and I, in turn, presented her with a lanyard. Here are thousands of meals, she said. Here's clothing and a good education. And here's your lanyard, I replied, which I made with a little help from a counselor. Here's a breathing body and a beating heart, strong legs, bones, and teeth, and two clear eyes to read the world, she whispered. And here, I said, is a lanyard I made at camp. And here I wish to say to her now is a smaller gift, not the worn truth that you can never repay your mother, but the rueful admission that when she took the two-tone lanyard from my hand, I was as sure as a boy could be that this useless, worthless thing I wove out of boredom would be enough to make us even. What are you thankful for? For those of us who love democracy, where should we be directing our gratitude? What is lanyard worthy? Who is lanyard worthy? The call-in number is 202-808-9925. Anything from this past year or this past election for which we should be thankful? Thanksgiving is coming up, and however we feel about that particular cultural tradition, we can certainly be grateful. Expressing gratitude is great for happiness, for health. It improves sleep, boosts productivity, can ease trauma. Gratitude isn't for the person who receives it, it's for the person who feels it and expresses it. Expressing gratitude every day can make you as happy as winning the lottery. and can do even better over time because you can get used to the new money, but you can keep expressing gratitude. So on this Thursday, what are we thankful for? 202-808-9925. I'll give you one thing. Congratulations to Congresswoman Karen Bass, former chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, now mayor-elect of Los Angeles. I think it's pronounced Los Angeles. It's a major city in this country. Shout out to our listeners there, and thank you for being those. Did you know this? The first woman elected mayor of Los Angeles? A couple other interesting facts. The biggest government in the United States of America is the United States of America. Second biggest government in the United States of America is state of California. Third biggest government is actually New York City. And the difference between New York City and L.A. in terms of budgets primarily is that New York City runs their schools out of their budget and Los Angeles City does not run their schools. People probably been following some of the challenges that the city council there has had. Karen Bass comes in making some history as mayor of Los Angeles in a city that came to the party around city planning late. And they've got work to do to make it the city that is worthy of its natural weather and beauty. Also really grateful to the people of Los Angeles, people of California, for creating a pro-democracy anchor in this country. I mean, anchor in a good way. I mean, ballast. I mean, foundation. I mean, foundational peace. We appreciate it. What are you grateful for? Let's actually go straight to a call on Gratitude Day on Thank You Thursday on the Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jefferson, how's it going?
It's going well. How you doing?
Pretty good. Caught me off by surprise. Sorry about that.
It's all right. You called and everything. Had I called you, I would have understood why you'd be surprised. Like, why'd you call me? But you called us, so I figure you might have something to say.
I do. I like to think of any disaster, I always like to find a silver lining. And this disaster of Republicans having the House of Representatives, they're going to have endless style Benghazi hearings. They're going to be investigating Hunter Biden's laptop, most likely Hillary Clinton's classified email server, and they're going to be wasting taxpayer money. And then we're going to have the Senate actually doing the people's business. And we're going to see the contradiction between responsible people that know how to govern and people that know how to waste taxpayers' money and get us to hate each other. I think the American people are going to pick responsible government.
I hope so, man. I hope so. As we think about it, the Lincoln Project is an interesting example. They had a pretty successful record in the races they worked on. They spent, according to them, about $15 million. How do we think about a transpartisan coalition without fooling ourselves, right? Without thinking that Liz Cheney is going to help there be health care for poor people or help make sure the middle class is recovered, right? How do we nonetheless build common cause with people who wear different color T-shirts around critical stuff? Go ahead. Say again, Paul.
We have to find what do we have in common.
I agree.
And build from there.
I agree. What if you were going to pick something, Paul? I got my own thoughts, but if you were going to pick something we got in common, what might it be in this spirit of thankfulness?
Okay, well, right now we have 400,000 people turning 18 every day.
Yep.
About 60% of these 400,000 people turning 18 every day are blue.
Yep.
About 15 to 20% are purple. The rest are kind of reddish.
Yep.
But no matter how they self-identify, everyone under the age of 13, number one concern, climate change, gun legislation. So we have to start there. That's where we're going to get a coalition that will be unstoppable.
Paul, where I agree.
We can get these.
Finish your thought.
If we keep, open-mindedness, we can get some Republicans and we can get some of these youths that are leaning toward conservatism. There's room for conservatives in a Republican and a Democratic Party. Yeah. You used to have such a thing as progressive conservatives. Remember that?
Well, yeah, and I also, in fact, I went back and looked at, by the way, I should give plugs on some of what we're going to be covering today. I'm going to have a chance to talk to Dorena Schubert of Bridge Meadows, one of the most interesting models for, and Paul, thank you so much, one of the most interesting models of sort of cross-collaborative, cross-generational living to try to address houselessness and also address just sort of housing in general. We're going to talk to Justin Krebs of Move On about what they're grateful for, things that we might have missed that we should be paying attention to. We'll also be talking to Donald Cohen at In the Public Interest. We'll be back in just a minute. It's 202-808-9925. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Thank you. Thursday on the Tom Hartman Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender, Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It is Thank You Thursday. What are you thankful for? 202-808-9925. We'll be talking politics. We'll be talking democracy. We'll be talking to some fascinating, inspiring leaders. We'll be covering some news because there's important news. Let's take Tammy's call from Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hi. I'm thankful for Speaker Pelosi this Thanksgiving.
Keep going.
You know, I'm thankful that she was there on January 6th when the Capitol was attacked. I'm thankful that she reached out to Vice President Pence to make sure he was okay when they never extend that to us. I'm thankful that we still do the right things and the moments matter. Never see. Nancy Pelosi never thought anybody was going to have that phone call, really, of her speaking to Mike Pence. And I'm so thankful that we have that on our side. I'm thankful that these are our people.
I appreciate the call so much, Tammy, and I want to amplify to the best I can. I am fascinated by Nancy Pelosi. She is
absolutely
empirically one of the most accomplished political leaders in American history. And I am fascinated by her in a number of, and I think she's a window to a number of dynamics. One is, it's hard to be a political hero, heroine, gendered or otherwise, in the modern world, particularly when one is Democrat. And I will say, because you get caught in a pincer, the dominant right-wing media takes you on. And the justifiably grumpy left does not lionize you. And so somebody like Nancy Pelosi, right, somebody like Hillary Clinton gets torn up both politically and due to misogyny and gets underestimated, underrated. And now that it is clear that Republicans are taking the House, so that she will no longer be the speaker, and she'll be considering what she does next. It is a marvelous time. It's a perfect time. Yours is the perfect phone call. A marvelous time to look back. I want to say just a couple things. One is understanding her life. Understand that she is someone who is, I don't know if straddled is fair, but has transcended, has lived through political eras during the early portion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to say something about that, go ahead.
With her dad.
Yep.
Everything she went through with her father in Baltimore and in the house prior to that, you know, this was just, this is the life she grew up in. This is a life of service.
Yep. And she starts out at an era when, because she's old enough, right? And she starts out at an era, right, when you didn't, you know, before you had Emily's List, right? Before you had significant energy pushing talented, intelligent, ambitious young women to run for office, right? Where she is a behind-the-scenes fundraiser. She runs for her first office when she's 47 years old and ends up becoming one of the most accomplished speakers of the House of all time. Let's go through some of that stuff. So Obamacare does not happen but for Nancy Pelosi. Right. Dodd-Frank, Lilly Ledbetter, economic stimulus, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the Dream Act, cap and trade, the reauthorization of CHIP, the Employee Free Choice Act, the Fair Sentencing Act, the Disclose Act. And that, by the way, is all before the Biden administration. She was speaker during two times when we could have had a depression. The first time was the Great Recession, and the second time was the pandemic. And both times, she shepherded through stimulus packages that, while we had real tough times, and a lot of American families had real tough times, we haven't done nearly enough to address wealth disparities during either era. And I got all kinds of quibbles. Nonetheless, we avoided an early, late 1920s, early 1930s style depression. And she was pivotal in both periods, a critically historic figure, one who is worthy of gratitude. Nobody is worthy of only gratitude, but she is certainly worthy of recognition. Why don't you take the last word, Tammy?
Well, I think it's going to be quite enjoyable. Nobody can whip a caucus like Nancy Pelosi. And I'm not sure that they're going to hold the House after indictments start dropping, quite frankly. I'm not sure what the numbers will be then. There are a lot of states where people are sitting that there are governors that are now going to be Democrats.
Yep.
And if those people that were, you know, fake electors are indicted and they can't be seated, the numbers change a bit. And I think that's going to happen.
Yep. Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it. And it's a good question, right? When is the time to pass the torch and to whom, right? As was it Alexander the Great said, was asked who will take the mantle from you, and his answer was the strongest. Of course, what happened afterwards was civil war. Tammy, thank you so much for the call. Doug, our most patient listener of the morning, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, first thing, I'm thankful for your show. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Also thankful for the results from this so-called red trip that actually took place. And what I find very funny, I watch Fox News pretty much for entertainment. And just to see how I watch the other news channels, they report the news, and I see how they put their spin on or what news they're not reporting on. And so I remember, you know, for months, there's this red wave's coming on, and the tsunami. You know, and all the hosts were saying that. And then it happened. And, I mean, Sean Hannity, I think the next day was pretty much sort of like, gee, I don't know where this information about all this red wave was going to be taking place. And it's like, you know, you idiot. But he realizes his audience are full of idiots. I mean, look at the stuff they keep on repeating over and over again. It doesn't happen. It's like, well, never mind. We're just going to move along. You know, the red wave, the stolen election, Seth Rich. And all the times Sean kept on saying, tick tock, tick tock. Wait for this. Hillary, Obama, Comey, anybody that was Trump's enemy was going to go to jail because that Durham dude was, you know, looking into this thing. That hasn't happened, but, you know, it just moves on. But that's, you know, the typical thing. These people believe Fox News over and over again, telling them that, along with some, you know, Newsmax and all the other ones, too.
And this is a lesson for us, Doug, I hope, and appreciate the call. If all this is narrative, then it doesn't much matter. All you need is to be able to continue the narrative. You just need material of stuff to say if you're not accountable to anything. I hope the community we build is one that is organized around problem solving and a little bit more than just either a fight or just a story or a game.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is Thank You Thursday. What are you thankful for? 202-808-9925.
Holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays, and HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code TOM65, T-H-O-M-6-5, at HelloFresh.com/TOM65. That's code TOM65 at HelloFresh.com/TOM65. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
done. We almost did it. We still got to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong.
The future's here and we belong.
She can STEM, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can STEM, so can you.
Find a cure.
Learn more at Cheek and STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program.
Something I'm grateful for. Bipartisan majority is voted to move forward on a bill protecting marriage equality. They haven't passed the bill, but they got 62 votes for the procedural vote to move forward. That means 12 Republicans voted for it as well. It's the thing the Mormon Church came out as well to endorse. It guarantees recognition of same-sex marriages across state lines and by the federal government. Of course, the Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex marriages should be respected across state lines. But as we saw with the repeal of Roe versus Wade by the Supreme Court, one can't trust previous pro-social, pro-individual rights protections and freedoms with the Supreme Court. Those precedents, they've answered their established precedent, and now we understand that they care not as much for established precedent if it interrupts the Federalist Society's and the big funders' desires for what established precedent should be. So that's a big deal, something I'm grateful for. By the way, I want to say something. I know gratitude can seem fluffy, can seem easy. Gratitude is hard. What's easy is anger. What's easy is tearing things down. I mean, look no further than a building. It's much easier to tear a building down than to build it up. It's much easier to burn something than to build something. The easy part, our brain remembers negative things 3 to 4 times better. It is vastly easier to appeal to the amygdala, to appeal to the reptilian brain, appeal to revenge and disappointment. It's far easier to critique. It's far easier to write a paper critiquing someone else's work than write a paper adding anything that does something other than critiquing their work, that isn't just pablum. Figure out how to do gratitude that isn't just pablum, where it actually matters. Allow ourselves occasionally to feel some love, feel some celebration, feel some joy. Give credit to people who have done good work, particularly people who aren't just doing it for the money, where they already have their reward. How can we give a community reward? Let's go to Lou, who's been waiting patiently from Pueblo, California. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Jefferson. I was going to comment on, I'd like to get your comment on reputation. Probably the main lesson I learned from my father was the only thing you take to the grave is your reputation.
Yeah.
And, okay, now just as an example real quick, I've been worked for a long time as an international consultant. They call me when they're losing a bunch of money and fly me there. Well, I did a project in India where they were losing all kinds of money, like $1,400 a minute, and the client was losing $4,000 a minute. So they flew me over, got it fixed. Then we had the closeout meeting. Then the politics started. They had there's a handful of consultants that do what I do. And you entirely operate on your reputation. You have to have a good reputation or you will never get called. So they went around and they've flown in vice presidents and so on from various parts of the world, my client. And they lied to their client about what had gone on. And then when they went through all of them, they got to me and I told the truth because it was in my report anyway. You know, and then they called in one of the other well-known international consultants, and he just said, well, if Lou did it, it's 100% trustworthy. I'm not going to question it.
Nice.
They flew us all to London. Well, and they flew us to London, and they brought in a Dutch guy that was working in London for the meeting, and he said the same thing. He said, I'm not going to question his work at all.
See, a reputation has power. Are you asking about the reputation of political party or of individuals? Help me connect the dots.
Let me close it out, okay? Then all this was political, and what they did over the next 2 weeks, the management of this Indian company established that my reputation was flawless, and the client I was working for were a bunch of liars. And they ended up canceling the contract, costing $2 million a day simply because they lied to the client. Now, with the Republican and Democratic Party, the Republicans have destroyed their reputation to where everybody sees them as a bunch of, you know, lying fascists. The Democrats, on the other hand, are trying to recover, but I hear people praising Pelosi for fixing problems she caused. Okay, I don't give you points for that. If you fail to prosecute any of these criminals for years, and now it's causing problems. The problem is you didn't prosecute the criminals. Well, I don't
Nancy Pelosi isn't a prosecutor.
No, but they didn't.
I appreciate the call, Lou, but I've lost the thread. So you're saying reputation matters. What was it, tarnish their reputation? And then are those the only 2 points, or was there a conclusion?
Well, the Democrats have to continue to repair their reputation. The only way you do that is by getting results, blaming Republicans.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's going to be a discourse, right? That's inevitable. But I agree that the best way, in fact, I'll connect to a dot we've been talking about this week, which is redistricting and gerrymandering, right? And there are pro-democracy advocates I know who are working hard to reform oddly drawn, venally drawn districts. Where it's easier to do that, where it's easier to find agreement there is in blue states. Challenge is you do it all in blue states, and it doesn't happen. Red states do the opposite. Then you end up having a counter majoritarian. You end up making the problem worse if the problem, as you see it, is a congressional body or the state legislative bodies that are not representative overall in the country. Right. So, but the best argument, I would say, by a sort of from a big D Democratic point of view for doing that work is it could be good reputation. I mean, just knowing that brick by brick, trying to build a party that stands for something, that stands for democracy, that will violate norms and principles every once in a while, as any wielder of power will. But nonetheless, on the margins and most of the time, or more of the time than otherwise would be expected, they're living by a set of key principles. I do think that has long-term advantages, and I think that matters, and appreciate the call. Rockford from Burlington, go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling this in support of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
Yeah.
And the reason that I support it is because I think that it would cause the presidential candidates to earn every vote. Now, that doesn't necessarily be Democratic president every time, but maybe you get 250 million people to vote. And, you know, the three states that just went Democratic wouldn't get it to 270, but it would get it to where it'd be kind of difficult without those states to become the president. So you'd basically already be causing campaigns to hit every state.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We talked about it yesterday, and I think that the Interstate Compact is I explained my own view yesterday that I think reasonable people could disagree. I think pro-democracy people can disagree. I'm in favor of it. I mean, I think it's a big move. And not because, to be clear, not because I'm convinced that it would mean that my side would, you know, my preferred candidate in any given presidential election would necessarily benefit from that, right? Just because that was true with Hillary Clinton, just because that was true with Al Gore, it doesn't mean that it would always be so. And not because I don't think there's cost to it, right? I do think that there's a, you know, how do we make sure that small states continue to be prioritized, right? I do think, and how do you make sure you can run a primary system where people actually get vetted? I mean, I think there's legitimate things to consider, and at the same time, Electoral College is pretty antiquated. Let's go to Bruce. How you doing, Bruce, from Petaluma?
I'm doing really good. You're doing a great job, too.
Thanks, man.
I have a suggestion on how to treat the Republicans differently, because they tend to be very aggressive and have tendencies to be violent. And I think if we as peaceful people, Democrats, could approach them with sympathy, and say, well, you know, I'm really sorry that you've been misled for so long, because, you know, what's going on is not on Fox propaganda.
That's interesting.
They've even admitted to you that they lie all the time. So they do. And you are probably stuck on that venue. And unfortunately, you don't know what's going on around you. And our president has done amazing things, but they never talk about it.
So you don't know. Interesting, Bruce.
But look in your bank account. Look at the check you got from him. Look at how things are really going on in Medicare and the laws. And you'll probably be surprised. But if you keep on entrenching your brain in those lies, you'll never get out of that hole. It's like they're digging a hole under your feet. So that's my suggestion.
So treating your family and friends who are climate deniers or election deniers, or who somehow think that if we give unfettered economic power to those at the very, very top, that everything else is just going to naturally work out, that treating that with sadness and empathy rather than madness and anger.
Right, because fighting never solves anything except you get bloody. It just doesn't work.
I appreciate
it.
Oh, it's an interesting take. Starting with, first, what's the old saw? First, seek to understand, then to be understood. I think that is also true with people with whom we disagree. And it doesn't mean, I'll say this before we go. Best thing I heard about racism was treated as a disease. Not as something that you argue about as such, but that you try to cure.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. 202-808-9925.
Does it make sense to you that the same company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? Or that a single company controls 90% of internet searches, runs your email service, and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is powerful, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data, keep you safe from hackers and eavesdroppers on your network. It does all this without slowing your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN by Business Insider, and it's so easy to use. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your personal data to big tech. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/THOM to get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. expressvpn.com/Tom.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council. Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. A rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it.
We got a question about Nancy Pelosi and Social Security looking at a release here, data from last month, that Pelosi voted in favor of and announced that benefits would increase by 8.7%. So that we know that there have been a bunch of MAGA politicians who've been put Social Security at risk. Because understand, okay, here dots I can connect. This will set me aside from gratitude for a moment. Therefore, I'm grateful for anybody who doesn't think this. I'm grateful for anybody who doesn't do this stuff. Okay, here I go. If the core of your movement, if the funding core of your movement basically believes that capital fundamentalism, that trusting in greed, that Gordon Gekko was fundamentally, morally, strategically, politically, and policy-wise right, that all you got to do is rely on greed and everything else is going to get figured out. That's what you think. And then you're elected as a politician for those people. To be clear, like you're a functionary for them, right? You're not a leader. That's not the cool thing to do. If you think that the highest form of accomplishment is in fact gathering all the financial power you can, then I don't know. The person who goes into public service, it might not even seem like service to them, and it's a little bit weird. It's one of the reasons they got to be really careful about their political consultants taking all their money, because that's kind of in alignment with the moral idea. So if you've got that, and you send those politicians off, you send those elected officials off, and their job is to serve those paymasters who are trying to figure out how to be ever better capital fundamentalists. What are the big opportunities you can bring to them? Right? Big opportunity. Well, you could try to privatize the post office, because that would not only be a giveaway to FedEx and UPS, but might allow for other new businesses to start, right? That wouldn't do it better than the Postal Service. Postal Service is an amazing service, and I'm not a big fan of DeJoy, but it is one of the things I'm thankful for is the Postal Service. But it would be a profit center for somebody. It'd be a chance for somebody to buy and sell, give a chance to Wall Street to trade something new. Similarly, with privatizing public schools, it would give a chance. When they've tried to do for-profit schools, it has been Edison schools with huge money and huge expertise and talent, making young people like me actually inspired, like hopeful for what they were doing. Miserable failure. Turns out, somebody said, if you compare it to an airline, yeah, it turns out schools aren't airlines. Not just because we don't want a difference between first class and everybody else, but because it's a collective benefit. It's a public good. We want it. We're all better off if everybody's educated. And similarly, if you can privatize Social Security, that's just millions of dollars lying around. And I don't mean for the benefit of everybody. I mean for the kinds of people who fund the kinds of politicians who think those kinds of things. That's just stuff to be really watchful for. Because it's just there. It's like, oh, that's our big chance. We'd be the favorite of, you know, name your private equity firm, name your venture capital firm, name your Wall Street trader. We'd be the favorite of them because we will have brought to them a new market, not solved a new public problem, to be clear. In fact, probably created new public problems and hurt Public Solutions. But we'll create a new market. And if that's all you think that matters, if you think that God is money, if that's what we worship in this country, then that's alms to God. I hope we think God's something different than that. Bob from Cardiff, California, go ahead.
Jefferson. Yeah, I just tuned in there and heard a couple of, I don't have a nice word for them, but people criticizing Pelosi for raising taxes for her friends and this and that. And it reminds me of well, I would do anything, but I couldn't vote for Hillary. I'd always go, well, what did she do that was wrong? And nobody had an answer. And they're saying the same thing about Kamala as a possibility in 2024. Well, I just don't like her. And I go, same thing. What'd she do wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they don't have an answer. And it just, it reminds me of the Hillary, the Kamala.
It's a great point, ma'am.
And I just think I don't have a nice word for them, but maybe I spend too much time thinking about it. But.
No, I appreciate it, Bob, and I appreciate the link, and I'll give another one. And I saw this, folks are trying to do the same thing to Elizabeth Warren. And I saw the same game. And this goes back to old culture. This goes back to Eve. This goes back to the stories we tell ourselves, that the reason for venality, the reason for dishonesty, the reason for trickery was that Eve ate the forbidden fruit and convinced Adam to do likewise. That's the real root. The deeply embedded misogynist strains in American culture, the opponents to women in power can use and do use to try to undermine that power. Because it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much because it is supported by so much popular and unpopular culture, supported by so much of our cultural tradition, that it doesn't take too much to tap into that. To make somebody think of, oh, that person's a B word, or that person's a little untrustworthy, or that person's a little shrill. I just don't like them. It makes me uncomfortable, right? But I think that you compare, not like, ain't no politician a saint. If we think that they are our saviors, we don't understand democracy. Politicians are followers more than they are leaders. They follow the zeitgeist. They follow the power structure. They follow what votes and voters require them to do. But as we evaluate them, I do think that you compare Nancy Pelosi to another speaker. I want you to give me the pros and cons. Put her up against Tom Foley. Put her up against Newt Gingrich. Put her up against Henry Clay. Tell me what you come up with. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Let the music roll. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.